señora presidenta.
Madam Chair, I'd like to congratulate you on your nomination as the chairperson of main committee to wish you full success, and my delegation will cooperate with you fully during this week. My delegation aligns itself with a statement that will be made on behalf of the group of 13 and like to make the following points in our national capacity on laws. For my delegation, CCW is the adequate forum to deal with the different existing challenges and emerging concerns related to disarmament, arms control, and conventional weapons. We believe that the CCW is the forum to deal with the challenges of international peace and security and ethical concerns related to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. This is a disarmament convention that in preambular part refers to the need to put an end to the arms race, progress in the area of disarmament, arms control, and also put an end to the production, stockpiling, and proliferation of weapons. And in this light, my delegation believes that the CCW should not be used to promote weapons of any types, and we do not believe that weapons can actually help promote international law and international humanitarian law, especially. My delegation believes that international humanitarian law applies to all weapon systems. We do not believe that international law that exists today, including IHL, is not enough, we believe, to deal with the different ethical, moral, and other issues related to weapons with different levels of autonomy. In this respect, my delegation is convinced on the need to have an additional protocol to the CCW that prohibits, restricts, and regulates the development, acquisition, use, and stockpiling, and the use of autonomous weapons, and that establishes that such weapon systems should always be under meaningful human control. Also, my delegation would like to say that this additional protocol to the CCW should establish the responsibility of states for the use of autonomous weapons, and also the inalienable right of states to have access to autonomous technologies for peaceful purposes, and the need to further protect international law, international humanitarian law, the UN Charter, international criminal law, and also ethical considerations. Madam Chairman, now the group of experts on emerging technologies on laws was not able to reach the necessary consensus to have a mandate or recommendations to the work of the group of experts in 2022. And we believe that now is high time to show flexibility so that we can adopt a mandate that will enjoy the support of all states parties participating in this review conference. Obviously, this will not be a mandate that will satisfy all concerns that were raised during the meeting of the group of experts. But we believe that under your leadership, we can have a new and ambitious mandate that contains new proposals that will help CCW move towards negotiations of an instrument that will regulate and prohibit autonomous weapons systems. Thank you.